The U.S. troops are beginning their initial withdrawal from Afghanistan today as part of the U.S.-Taliban peace agreement amid political chaos in Kabul that threatens the deal. For more, we are joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by CBS military consultant Mike Lyons. Thanks so much for joining us today, Mike.
Great. Thanks for having me.
So can you remind us what the peace deal entails?
Well, the bottom line is it comes down to U.S. forces will be out of Afghanistan within the next 14 months, but there are certain key things that have to happen before that. The first thing is the U.S. troop level has got to first drop to 8,200 troops. Right now we've got about 13,000. But the second thing and third thing are the Taliban has to disarm, has to put down their weapons, and then they will meet with the Afghan government to try to figure out a way that they could coalesce and live together and try to hammer out what the future government looks like. So there are still many obstacles to go before we can say this is successful. We're at the very, very beginning of it.
And how many troops did you say will be leaving Afghanistan now, and are they planning on replacing any of them?
No, they won't. And I think even if this peace treaty falls apart, I think the 8,200 troop level will be what the U.S. will keep in Afghanistan. And the president, probably using this more of a political ploy, will take about 4,500 out over the next, 135 days. So they'll be out very quickly, meeting a campaign promise he first set as well of saying that he wanted to withdraw all of our troops from Afghanistan.
Well, doesn't this sort of bring chaos to the region then?
We have to see. The civil war has been happening there for 40 years. The United States has been there helping the Afghan security forces for the last 20. And, at some point, though, we've got to decide what is our future role there. And, we're not there all the time, and the people in the region have to get along. So this is very similar analogies to Vietnam. It's possible that the United States does leave within the next 135 days. And then a few years from now, the Taliban government takes over, let's say violently, the government. But other than that, there's no other way to withdraw U.S. troops from the region.
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks so much for joining us and for your insight.
Thanks for having me.
That's CBS military consultant Mike Lyons.